From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Like the operating system options on your computer, there are really just a few big players in the mobile operating system market. Android and Apple's iOS take up the lion's share, followed by the Windows Phone operating system and the one BlackBerry uses. So is there room for one more? We're about to find out. Firefox, the popular open-source web browser owned by Mozilla, is getting ready to launch its own operating system for smartphones. Mozilla plans to offer Firefox OS starting in July, but not in Western Europe or the U.S., not even in China. Instead, the company will focus on countries in Latin and South America and Eastern Europe. Less competition, maybe, but not just that. Here's Mozilla's chief operating officer, Jason Sullivan.
There are still billions of people who are yet to come online, especially in emerging markets, and we believe that there's room for more choices and more options for them.
How is the Mozilla operating system differentiated in your mind from, say, iOS or Android?
So Mozilla is an open source, not-for-profit organization, and you know, we have developers' freedom to hack. And for Firefox OS, we aim to provide a model for app development that's based on the web. So it's a more direct model for developers. And for users, you know, we're aiming to give them their first smartphone experience. So a simple system, it's highly social and really easy to use and has all the security and privacy that people expect from Firefox.
You've got some deals with hardware providers. LG is one, as I understand. You're concentrating in some of these markets, Brazil, Colombia, Mexico, and Eastern Europe. Why are you focusing on these regions?
What we're seeing in those regions is, in Latin America, for example, only 14% of people have a smartphone. So we're focused on those places where what we call the next billion are coming online.
How would that play out in a situation where you've opened up the market a little bit more in a place like Brazil, and then, I don't know, Apple decides to come in and throw a bunch of money at marketing to people in Brazil? What are you giving customers there that you think will prepare you to stay competitive?
We're giving consumers a great value, and I think that's really important. And what that means is, you know, a very inexpensive device that gets you on the web, and that's, you know, delivered in partnership with network operators. And we're also giving them local content. And the reason for that is, if you know HTML, the language used to develop websites, you can easily develop an app for Firefox OS. And that's what developers know all over the world. They all know how to develop for the web. There's more developers for the platform than any other. So we believe that over time we'll see rich local content that will be highly relevant for people in these countries.
Jay Sullivan, COO of Mozilla, thank you.
Thank you.
To get into some of these emerging markets, Mozilla will need partnerships, not only with smartphone makers, but telecommunication companies. Telefonica is a mobile network provider with 300 million customers in Latin America and Europe. Yotam Ben-Ami is the director of Open Web Devices at the company. He says a huge number of their potential smartphone customers don't have consistent online access yet.
So really, the smartphone becomes their first personal device to access the internet. And that's something that we take as a very important insight in designing the offer and the product for that demographic.
Ben-Ami also points out that in Brazil, for instance, people who do have access to the internet use it all the time. So the appetite is there. The big challenge is getting customers to actually buy the devices and online connection that Telefonica and Mozilla will offer.